December 29th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I have come to help you better understand certain events in the life of this ministry. The perseverance you have had in establishing this ministry has been remarkable in itself. Please be reminded that my son was misunderstood by the powers that be, as has this mission. It was for much the same reasons, fear of loss of power, fear of loss of influence over important people. You have had to move so many times just to find a place to assemble and pray, as misinformation followed you, even moved ahead of you, instigated by powerful sources. But now we are here. The graces attendant to this site are remarkable, unprecedented. I call you to rejoice in God's goodness. Pray for those who misled many about the spiritual favors granted here. They continue to do so. They, in doing so, deny the power of heaven. Pray that their consciences are convicted before it is too late. They will not receive a favorable judgment because of important titles in the world, but will be held accountable for ways their influence was used. This mission, and all it stands for, is about the salvation of souls. It is on earth to strengthen the church upon earth, not to compete with it. Now, I speak to those who mourn the way of their children. You may be disappointed as to the choices they have made in life, especially if they do not accept responsibility for their own salvation. I see all the errors in the hearts of so many of my children. They cause grief to the mournful heart of my son, sorrow to the heart of the Holy Mother. Yet they are not forgotten by heaven. Continue to pray for those you know and even those you do not know. I offer you this encouragement today in my divine love. I am always listening to your heart. A note is given to read Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 6, 1 through 9. Listen, therefore, O kings, and understand. Learn, O judges of the ends of the earth. Give ear, you that rule over multitudes and boast of many nations. For your dominion was given you from the Lord, and your sovereignty from the Most High, who will search out your works and inquire into your plans. Because as servants of his kingdom you did not rule rightly, nor keep the law, nor walk according to the purpose of God. He will come upon you terribly and swiftly, because severe judgment falls on those in high places. For the lowliest man may be pardoned in mercy, but mighty men will be mightily tested. For the Lord of all will not stand in awe of anyone, nor show deference to greatness, because he himself made both small and great, and he takes thought for all alike. But a strict inquiry is in store for the mighty. To you then, O monarchs, my words are directed, that you may learn wisdom and not transgress. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.